From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's time for the Final Four. And that means it's time for the annual debate about players sharing in the money college basketball brings in. The issue is headed for a courtroom, thanks in large part to a player who once dominated March Madness before disappearing from the basketball landscape. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Each year, this time of year, the NCAA men's basketball tournament crowns a team and a player. 15 March Madnesses ago, it was UCLA and the Bruins' lanky senior forward, Ed O'Bannon.
On his way to being named the Final Four's most outstanding player, O'Bannon capped off his All-America career with 30 points and 17 rebounds.
That performance in the 1995 championship victory over Arkansas helped make Ed O'Bannon a first-round NBA draft choice. At the time, he had visions of finishing up an all-star career someday at the ancient basketball age of 40. Earlier this week, 37-year-old Ed O'Bannon hit the treadmill, as he does every day, at a health club in Henderson, Nevada. The all-star career didn't pan out. He lasted 2 years in the NBA, then spent 8 vagabond seasons playing in Europe. O'Bannon took a job a few years ago selling cars at a Toyota dealership in Henderson without regret.
Look, if I continue to dwell on the fact that I'm not in the NBA, life is going to pass me by. My wife is going to leave me, my kids are going to be upset, and then I'm going to really be screwed.
So basketball became a thing of the past, until that day when he saw a video game of the 95 championship. There were no names on the backs of the jerseys, but unmistakably, it was Ed O'Bannon and his UCLA teammates.
It went from being flattered that I was on a video game to, you know, somebody's getting paid. I know I wasn't, so I just kind of felt at that particular time something needed to be done.
In May of last year, O'Bannon became the lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit against the video game maker, Electronic Arts, and the NCAA. Recently, a judge refused the NCAA's request to dismiss the case. The lawsuit is asking for compensation for any use of player images in what attorney John King calls an exploding world of technology: video games, DVDs, on-demand streaming of games, photo websites. King contends the NCAA has exploited athletes by not allowing them to cash in, while the organization earns what's estimated at more than $4 billion from licensing deals.
One of its roles is to protect against excess commercialization and commercial exploitation. And it really doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that it has not prevented, in fact, has enabled excess commercialization.
The NCAA is ready to argue that point and every point in court successfully, it predicts, especially the assertion that it prevents college athletes from profiting off their likeness. Bob Williams is an NCAA spokesman.
They're free to do whatever they want with their likeness once their eligibility is exhausted, and several do.
Williams frequently uses the terms misconception and misunderstanding in his response to NCAA critics. In about a year, it could be up to a jury to decide if it's all misunderstanding or if Ed O'Bannon and potentially thousands of other athletes in the lawsuit understand perfectly well and deserve a piece of a very large pie. Tom Goldman, NPR News.